A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Until Election Week, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
I think it's probably the most heated debate we've had so far in Utah. I don't know, maybe there was a school board debate somewhere in one of the rural counties we missed. It got a little more heated than this, but we'll just call it what it was. It was pretty heated, the debate between the candidates for Attorney General, Greg Skordas, and incumbent Sean Reyes. It aired last night here on KSL News Radio. They both want to be your next AG.
Yeah, right out of the gate, as soon as the bell rang, they came out and they were swinging. Deb, it felt like this one was destined to be tense. There was controversy surrounding the debate before it even happened. We're going to remind you about that. And then here's some of the debate. Then ask you this. Have you noticed the contrast between this and the race for Utah's next governor?
Hey, if you haven't noticed it, we're going to point it out to you. All right? We're going to point it out to you in about 2 minutes here, so stay with us. Okay, so let's take you back to last week. Dave and I, you and I were talking with KSL Television's investigative reporter Matt Gephardt, and he looked into questions over whether Republican candidate Sean Reyes, of course, he's the current attorney general, was maneuvering around the debate schedule to make sure it happened after mail-in voting began. So AG Reyes said he couldn't make the debate originally scheduled on, I think it was October 1st, with opponent Greg Skordas. So they moved the date. He was going to be in Hawaii for his dad's funeral, he said. So KSL TV investigated it, and their investigation raised questions as to whether Reyes actually was in Utah, not in Hawaii.
And Attorney General Reyes told Lee Lonsbury that originally that was the plan, but he didn't end up going to Hawaii in October for his dad's funeral because COVID-related disruption.
And that's when, during that story that aired on KSL TV, Democratic candidate Greg Skordas called it misleading. He felt that, well, that he was misled as well as the debate commission was misled.
I think it was a calculated move on the attorney general's part. I think he misled a lot of people as to why he couldn't make the prior two dates.
So then that lays the groundwork for you. That's the backstory leading up to last night's heated debate between the two candidates. So here's KSL Television's Ladd Egan, our colleague. He covered the debate last night. I believe he asked some questions during the debate, and in fact, Andrew Hull confirming he did. And it was here. So let's start playing some of those tense moments.
The candidates also sparred over Attorney General Reyes involving Utah in a multi-state lawsuit seeking to overturn the Affordable Care Act.
No one's going to have their health insurance coverage taken away. The court's not going to allow that. No,
they're
not.
Of course they are.
Let me finish.
If you do away with the Affordable Care Act, there won't be affordable care. Don't say that.
Greg,
don't say that.
No, absolutely.
Don't say that, interrupting. That sounded straight out of the Donald Trump, Joe Biden playbook. That interaction, we'd heard that before, and it sounded identical.
Then there was this moment.
The closing statements continued with the combative back and forth with Reyes reading negative online reviews about Skordas.
Wish I would have lit my $15,000 on fire instead of giving it to Skordas to furnish his expensive office. These are not my words, ladies and gentlemen. These are from the people who put their lives and liberties in his hands.
People say, well, why don't you attack his record as a prosecutor? He doesn't have one. He's never prosecuted a case. He wouldn't know how. He wouldn't have the first clue how to do that. I've done it.
I was listening to that, Dave, when they got to that part of the debate, and I just, there were some moments in the debate where I felt like I was getting good information from both candidates as to where they stood. And then there was that moment, and they sounded, I didn't like their tone, quite frankly. It sounded, can I say childlike? Do you think that's
petty?
Petty, that's probably a better way of putting it. I think you can criticize another candidate's track record. I'm not suggesting that that's off limits whatsoever, but don't make it sound so petty.
The Yelp review is not going to be good for anybody, right? I mean, anyone that's ever put their money out there for a lawyer, they don't guarantee a result. Who knows what's going to happen? But yeah, if you spend $15,000 and you still end up guilty, yeah, you're going to be a little, spicy about it. It's so interesting to me, Debbie, because this was the debate right after Utah just got a big old hug from the entire nation from Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox and Chris Peterson, who produced this PSA talking about just how we all get along, how we can have civil discussions. Let's play that commercial for
you. Well, as I play it, Dave, I want to also remind our listeners that we here at Broadcast House have been very instrumental in helping them launch this campaign. And you're right. It has gotten national attention. So let's play that. Let's play that PSA, as you said.
I'm Chris Peterson.
And I'm Spencer Cox.
We are currently in the final days of campaigning against each other to be your next governor.
But today we've come together with a message more important than our differences.
That we will fully support the results of the presidential election.
So Utah can be an example to the nation.
Whether you vote by mail or in person, your vote determines the outcome.
And then we commit to a peaceful transfer of power.
It is the very foundation of our country.
And we ask that you stand with us.
Now, I agree with everything they said there, and I love the way they've addressed it. And I wish we could have these conversations. As Boyd Matheson always says, we don't need to debate less, we just need to debate better. And as I was listening to the Attorney General's debate, it didn't feel like it was a better debate, that we were disagreeing better. But again, this is not just on these two individuals. This is a problem across the entire nation.
I watched the text line when Utah's Morning News first played the governor's race civility ad a couple of days ago, and our listeners loved it. The text line lit up. I really felt as though, given the fact that this debate was so close to the release of that civility ad campaign, and we got the national New York Times did a write-up about it. And I love that ad, and I love how they, you know, both say that they, you know, what was at the end, they have that little thing where they say we both approve this ad. I love that they came together. I just was so touching. I think you have to, as candidates, you have to take the temperature of the room when you step up to the microphone and you get set for a debate. And granted, a lot of people have already voted. In fact, we just checked the latest vote count here in Utah. 310,000 ballots have already been mailed in and received. In the latest polls, 19% said they were undecided in this race for AG. So there are some undecideds out there. I certainly hope they watch the debate and they can make some good decisions based on what they saw last night, Dave.
Well, and sometimes I think we're oversensitive. We hear a raised voice. We hear someone talking about something passionately, and we think, whoa, slow things down. We don't need to sanitize it to the point where nobody is saying anything. We can't be afraid to share our opinions. But again, it's that mutual respect that you have to have. Otherwise, people, I think, just become turned off by it.
We reported yesterday that if you call a Salt Lake City police officer for help, you better be ready to wait a while, because response times had gone from an average of 24 minutes to 50 minutes. The police union calling in next to tell us why they expect the response times to get even longer. It's 9:29. We're back with a live interview straight ahead.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.